This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
That game is going to change, man. That game is going to change. The fair, be there, the fair, and it is going on now. All the way, baby, through April 7th. So make sure you take advantage. We'll be there April 3rd. That's not this Wednesday. Next Wednesday will be our third broadcast out there. They're open every day at 4 p.m. Now on weekends and during spring break, they will open up at noon. Guests 5 and under and 65 plus are free every day. They've got more than 80 rides. They've got over 130 food stands, some great food stands out there. So take advantage. So check it out. And if you want tickets, folks, you can go get some tickets at Sedano's. You can also go to fairexpo.com. That way you don't have to make lines. We are giving away two more pairs today. And all you have to do is send me your full name, address, and email. DM it to me on Twitter or on Blue Sky. No one. I only have a couple subscribers because it's so new. And I said, if anybody DMs me on Blue Sky, they're going to get the tickets. Nobody's done it so far. But Blue Sky or Twitter, Big O Show. I get it. No, none of you probably have a Blue Sky account. And then you have to be living here, too, because, you know, if you have a Blue Sky account in Atlanta, what's it going to do for you or Washington, right? And then Instagram or Threads at Big O Radio Show. You can DM me your full name, address, and email. If I reach back to you and tell you you win, you will win, and they will email you the tickets, and you can enjoy. Family four-pack. I'm giving away two more today. So winners will be picked today. Make sure you send it in as soon as possible. We're picking it right after the show. So be there, the fair. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about music history today. Today on March 22nd, 1975, Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti started a six-week run on the Billboard 200. It was the band's fourth number one album, and shipped a record 1 million copies on the first day of release. In 67, on this date, The Who played their first American live gig. It took place at New York's Paramount Theater. In 1980, Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall was the number one song in the country. I remember that. In 86, Heart had the number one song with These Dreams. This is the first track to top the singles charts. In 2004, Marilyn Manson proposed to longtime girlfriend, burlesque artist Dita Von Teese. I think they were married like maybe 2 years. In 2004, Ozzy Osbourne was voted by Yahoo users as the best person to welcome aliens to planet Earth if they should ever come. Well, he is kind of like an alien. In 71, the entire Allman Brothers band, plus its road crew, were arrested for possession of heroin and marijuana in Alabama. In 2003, Guns N' Roses singer Axl Rose sent a cease and desist letter to The Offspring after they announced plans to call their new album Chinese Democracy, You Snooze, You Lose. A spoof on Chinese Democracy, the name of the long-awaited GNR album. It's kind of funny, by the way. Let's go birthdays today. All right. We start with Reese Witherspoon. She is 48. J.J. Watt is 35. Dave Portnoy is 47. Dave, you should have kept that Bitcoin. You've made so many great decisions. Now, that's a good thing for Dave Portnoy. He's made so many great decisions. Life is great for him. He eats all kinds of great pizza. He's only made one bad decision, but it cost him a couple bucks. Keegan-Michael Kaye, 53. William Shatner is 93. Let me see something here. Okay, I don't know who that guy is. Let's see. M. Emmett Walsh. Well, he just passed away, actually, yesterday or the day before. So happy birthday to him. He would have been 89 today. Dax the Rapper is 30. Matthew Modine is 65. James Patterson, novelist, is 77. Shoddy Lowe, rapper, born in 76. We lost him in 2016. Rick Harrison, realty star, 59. Andrew Lloyd Webber, composer, 76 today. And those are your birthdays today. All right. For you gamblers out there, the Mega Millions jackpot now will be worth an estimated $977 million after zero players matched all five didn't match all five numbers and the Mega Ball during the $893 million drawing on Tuesday night. Friday's Mega Million jackpot will be the sixth largest drawing in game history and 10th largest drawing in U.S. lottery history. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot are reported to be 1 in 302 million, according to MegaMillions.com. The Mega Millions jackpot reset after two players in California won $395 drawing on December 8th, January 23. The jackpot reset four times, which included one player in Maine winning an estimated $1.35 billion on January 14th. We don't need to read the rest. But anyway, a lot of money coming on the Mega Millions, just in case those of you want to have a little Mega Millions action. And by the way, the Dow close, it's approaching 40,000. Where's it at now? Let's see today. Where's the market at? Let's see. Down 187 points. So it's at 39,594. Almost. It surged yesterday 250 points to 39,791, bro. The Dow's about to hit 40,000. That is crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. In a really cool story, better than Dune, okay? I'd rather watch this than Dune, and that's School of Rock with Jack Black. Remember that back in the day? So it's about 20 years ago. Well, the beloved musical comedy directed by Richard Linklater premiered in 2003 with actor-comedian Jack Black. Well, he says he's ready to reprise his role as the energetic musician Dewey Finn. I wish there'd be a School of Rock 2 Electric Boogaloo, he said, referencing the movie title of the 84 sequel to Breaking Boogaloo. Yeah, I remember. Anyway, School of Rock follows Dewey, who became a substitute teacher at an uptight elementary private school after being kicked out of his rock band. But along the way, he tries to turn his class into their own rock band. The film also starred Mark White, Joan Cusack, Adam Pascal, Lucas Papadelis, Chris Stack, Sarah Silverman, and Miranda Cosgrove. And so Black also admitted that he would like to see the original film's writer, White, return to the pen and script the hypothetical sequel. However, he acknowledged that White, who starred as Dewey's roommate, Ned Sheedby, is quite busy writing and directing his Emmy-winning HBO series, The White Lotus. You know, Mike White wrote the first one, and he's a genius. And we'd like to have Mike White back in the saddle, but he's really busy right now with The White Lotus, the best show on TV. Kind of interesting that that guy came from the School of Rock and then the White Lotus. But I will say this, I'll watch School of Rock too, because I enjoyed that. That I would do over Dune. Okay. How many of you are taking School of Rock over Dune? By the way, anybody a Megadeth fan? Well, Megadeth is gearing up to set the stage on fire with a two-night live stream extravaganza broadcasting on Veeps directly from their sold-out shows at Movie Star Arena in Buenos Aires. It'll be Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th. The legendary metal pioneers will unleash a sonic assault with unique sets each. Okay? Wait a minute. Here we go. Unique sets each night showcasing the relentless innovation that has defined their sound for over four decades. Fans will also have the exclusive opportunity to snag Megadeth merch, including a poster and a limited edition tee that will only be available for purchase on Veeps during the live stream. By the way, that's a bucket list for me. Not Megadeth. I've seen Megadeth before, but I got to go to a concert in South America. Colombia, Argentina, Mexico, Central America, South America. I got to do that one day. I need to do that. Brazil. You ever seen a concert there, a metal concert? The vibe is just awesome. How they love the music, dude. How they live it and love it. I think it's freaking awesome. Really is. So if you're a Megadeth fan, April 13th and 14th, you'll get a show live streamed from Argentina. And that place is going to be going absolutely. It'll be a madhouse. Madhouse. Let's see. Those microchip factories are going to be huge for us. The U.S. needs to mobilize like it did in World War II and reform domestic manufacturing. Well, that's what they're doing now. They're actually... I'm not a Biden guy, but he, you know, I'll give anybody, I'm not a DeSantis guy, and I just gave him credit. I'm giving Biden credit. They did a really good job with bringing those factories here instead of, you know, we're exporting all that stuff with all the other presidents. So they brought it back, and it's so important to that. That is going to be, that's those, I don't care about it, the politics, but Dub is completely right. Those are some of the most important things that have developed for us in our future as Americans. Those chip factories. I mean, we needed to get on track, dude. Taiwan was producing 80% of the chips in the world. You cannot allow that anywhere. So you need to get in on it, just like everybody else. But we have the resources, so let's get to it. Plus, it creates... I don't know. It's creating thousands and thousands of jobs. So that's a good thing too, for the people in Arizona and Texas, where they're building those chip factories. So people will get a lot of jobs in that. That is one of the biggest additions we made to our country right there. That is going to pay off for us in the next couple of years. Anyway, House just passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill, Big O. I mean, they know how to spend, bro. They're good at spending. Trump and Biden know how to spend. They can spend like crazy. They're really good. They've spent a ton. Am I excited for Beetlejuice 2? Well, you know, you brought back a lot of the characters, so I'm going to check it out. See, I like Beetlejuice, and I like School of Rock a lot more than Dune. So I'm not interested in Dune 2, to be quite honest. But I am interested in Beetlejuice too. And I'm interested if you want to do School of House Rock too. I'm interested in those. That'll get me going. Dune, not so much. I might be wrong. Maybe Dune 2 is fantastic. I just wasn't impressed with Dune 1. What else? School of Rock, thank you, says Ray. One Eye Jack loves it. NorCal says, I love School of Rock and Megadeth is awesome. Abraham says, Big O, buenos dias, brother. Greeting from Aurora, Illinois. Is OBJ only our out only option as a third wide receiver? I'm sure they're going to look at others, but, you know, I gave you, if you listen between 10:20 and 10:30, I think it is, right around there, I gave you the latest on OBJ and the negotiations. You can rewind there. Big O, will you watch the new Ghostbusters? No, I will not. No, I will not. No, I will not. I enjoyed Ghostbusters. Everything else after that, I did not enjoy. So, no. No sequels, no women, no space now or whatever. I'm not interested. Not interested. Nothing. No. Nope, 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 nope. That's all a money grab there. You know? Jack Black has... true passion for music, true passion for that role, you know. And it was such a distinctive role that I give it, you know, some hope. And Beetlejuice, I'll try it. I mean, I love the original. Is the second one going to live up to it? Probably not. I have more hope for School of Rock being the successful one out of the group, only because of Jack Black. You know, because anybody fit that role better than him? No. You know, so that's kind of why I do it. Let's see. Big O in that spending, but we are paying for other countries. Dan, brother, there's all kinds of stupid shit that we spend on. What do you want me to tell you, man? You know? But we've been sending money like that forever. But it doesn't see the part that you're missing, Dan, is that if they're not misspending there, they're gonna misspend somewhere else. So that's just kind of the way it is. Either way, they'll print the hell out of the money and they'll devalue ours. And that's why all the money you're putting in the bank is worthless. And you buy less and less and less because all they do is continue to print money over and over and over again. We work our asses for the money they devalue. That's why I tell you to put it where? In a Bitcoin, because it's not devalued. It just goes up. What a concept. And so it doesn't matter, dude. However, the $8 trillion you spend one way or the $8 trillion you spend the next way or the next clown that we put in, whether it's Trump or Biden, they're going to spend more. They're going to spend $10 trillion the next time around because that's all it does. They just continue. It doesn't matter. And then they don't even know how to tax us. They don't even know how to really get the money back. I gave you the stat already. In the month of February, the taxes they collected from us, 63% of it went to just pay the interest on our debt. So, you know, we've been doing this for centuries, and I don't know why we're so worried about it. And we had a bill for the border ready to go, and it gets shot down after everything. Both parties are a joke, bro. All they care about is themselves and their personal interests and everything that they're doing. And they just care about their bank accounts and they just care about cutting their deals, whether they're cutting deals with Saudi Arabia or whether they're cutting deals with NVIDIA or they're cutting deals with banks or whatever. And they're all making the money and we're not. Republicans and Democrats are just, gifted with all that money. And you idiots just donate and just keep giving money and they just keep scooping it all up. And it's your hardworking money that they're scooping up. It's amazing, dude. It's amazing what goes on here. It's just crazy. And then both sides, whatever side you're on, you're blinded by the bullshit that they're selling you. And they're pitting you against the person that is going through the same thing you are. Just you want to wear a donkey and the other one wants to wear an elephant. It's the dumbest shit in the world. Just is. Just look around, bro. It doesn't matter. They're all incompetent. You know. Bitcoin. That's all I can tell you. Bitcoin. So anyway, the juice is loose. He says that in the promo. That's right. He does. That's a good one. That's a good one. Good job by you. My wife watched Ghostbusters and liked it. And I'm not that interested. What, the new Ghostbusters? Or are you talking about the original? Because you're not saying, you're leaving me in the dark there. My motto is, if it's new, it's do. So most sequels don't interest me. I'm usually like that. Most sequels usually don't interest me. Yeah. Thoughts on value entertainment taking over media. Cuomo joined and Candace Owens is rumored to, well, anything that Candace Owens is a part of, I don't want to be a part of. Okay. See, Toonstone knows exactly what the deal is. Democrat, Republican, two wings of the same bird. Exactly. The fool is the one that thinks you're different. The fool becomes the sucker. That's what it is. The fool is the sucker. So it's up to you, man. If you want to keep believing these idiots, you go ahead and do that. But they're not out for your own best interest. They only care about themselves. You know, So I look out for you. You Trumpies, you progressives, you know, you two groups that are really screwing everything. I even look out for you idiots. Not just Republicans and Democrats. No, no, no. I look out for all of you out there. I help you all, give you all advice, guidance. I try. You don't want to take it? You know, I can't help you. You want to make a little money? You want to keep losing money on the dollar? You go ahead. 63,384. I'm loving it. I want it to go down to like 60, 58, 59, 61. Get a little bit more there. Because this is one of those where this, I think this is that final dip before boom, having everything. By the way, we are 28 days, 14 hours, 47 minutes away from the halving. Can't wait. Can't freaking wait. It's going to be awesome. Marcella says, I'm independent and just pick the lesser of the horrible candidates they put out there in front of us. That's usually what I do also, dude. I try to pick the lesser of the two. But it's just, both are terrible. That is for sure. I mean, they've both been terrible. And now they gave us those two. It's just these two parties are just, they're just dumb. Just dumb. Not really good. It's because they don't care, man. They don't care about us. They only care about how it's going to benefit their pockets. That's all they care about, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately. By the way, what's going to happen with Shohei Ohtani? Huh? What's going to happen with Shohei? Because there was lies there that, oh, he knew about my gambling. Oh, no, he didn't. Kind of smells fishy, doesn't it? Now, the Dodgers and Major League Baseball are going to do everything to cover up the most important player in the majors. This is so, it smells dirty. And I don't know if Ohtani's a good dude or not, but I'm going to stereotype here. Asians love to gamble, bro. Asians love to gamble. Okay? Hey, I'm Cuban. We're loud. You know? Sometimes, I get it. Some people can't handle stare. Oh, my God, don't do those things. Screw you. Okay? Sometimes we have to. Okay? Because we're guilty of certain things in our cultures. We just are. Asians love to gamble. They love to gamble, especially the men, more than anything. So it could easily be Ohtani, the one laying the bets, and this fool is Greg Anderson. Okay? We all know Barry was guilty, and Greg Anderson took the fall. Remember? He went to jail and everything. Greg Anderson is the greatest friend a man could have. That guy went to jail for Barry Bonds. So this Ohtani situation smells, bro, badly. Okay? This smells. And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel, I saw his spot from last night. That was funny. He goes, how did we not see this coming? And they put the picture of the translator and Pete Rose, and they have that same kind of bowl cut. That was a good one. I like that. That was funny as hell, dude. That was good. That was good, Jimmy. That was good. I like that one. But that smells, dude. This is bad. This is bad stuff. Now, we have to prove it. And you're going to need maybe a third party to kind of, you know, figure this shit out and really hack it away and get the real info. But there's no way Major League Baseball and the Dodgers make Ohtani look like the bad guy in here, even if he is. But I got to tell you something. How many of you right now that are watching right now, how many of you think it was Ohtani that was gambling? Say, yes, he was gambling. No, it's his interpreter. Because the stories did not jive. And once they figured out the stories would incriminate him, they changed their tune. And how does he not know about all that money getting transferred out of his account? I got to tell you, this smells to high hell, bro. Okay? That's what this smells. It smells to high hell that this dude is guilty. But again, whether it's Michael Jordan and you've been suspended, whether it's like that or whatever, they're going to cover it up. There's no way they're going to allow Shohei Ohtani to get busted for gambling. No freaking way. No freaking way. So far, I've seen yeses here. Nobody's even got a no. And Pat Nashville says something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Bad look for the U.S. that these two old dudes are the choices. Yeah. Two old senile dudes. Yeah, definitely. But it shows, it's what I keep explaining to you all over and over again. It shows that the people that are running the parties don't care about the candidates. They only care about what will help them by getting those people in there. That's it. So all it is, it's not about what's better for Americans, because Trump is not better for Americans and neither is Biden. And you're dumb if you think that. And I'm sorry if you take it personal, but, you know, that's your fault. You're not very smart if you actually think any of those two people are worth being presidents. But whatever. It is what it is. No idea, but definitely smells fishy. Big O, are you going to hit that Sting concert? It would be nice for the police to get together again. Probably not. Probably not. I only like Sting's first two albums. After that, I wasn't impressed with the rest of his catalog. And I know he'll do... The last time I saw Sting and Shaggy together at the Fillmore, and that was fucking awesome. And I went because of Shaggy and Sting did an album together, and then they did some Sting songs and Police songs, and they did Shaggy songs. So that was like a fun-ass concert. The last time I saw Sting solo was at Tampa Stadium, where the Yankees play, and Natalie Merchant opened up. Natalie Merchant and Sting. It was a really good show. I enjoyed it. But then, you know, Sting's albums after that, I'm not that impressed. I move on. I've seen the Police a couple times. I've seen Sting. I'm good. I've seen him enough. But if you haven't, you know, you might as well treat yourself. Let's see. Politicians sell the ideas. They said they believe on those ideas, but for them, it's a business. And for any business, profits are the most important part. Exactly. And that's all they care about. That's why the Jared, whatever Kushner guy is like building expensive stuff in Bulgaria and all these other places on the coast and getting $2 billion from the Saudis, right? And then here's Elizabeth Warren making $200,000 a year, and her bank account has $67 million. And you're like, and there's Pelosi and her husband getting all the NVIDIA tips and making millions, and you know, and everybody gets greased. Republicans, Democrats, do you get greased? Did you get greased? No. What they tell you is, no, hey, donate so you can pay for my legal bills. That's what they tell you. And then your stupid ass is paying for somebody else's legal bills. And then they tell you, no, donate to my, you know, Biden has 140 million. Yeah, donate so he can raise more of your taxes and tax you, the working person. And it's all the same shit. Doesn't matter. I can paint it on either side. You know, the dumbasses are the ones that just want to hear about one side and not the other. And it's like, oh, no, my side's fine. Not that side's bad. Bro, they're both doing the same shit. It's just don't be dumb. Don't be naive. Be an American. Don't be a Democrat or Republican. And certainly don't be MAGA or progressive. Jesus Christ. That's as garbage as it gets. Let's see. Chris Carter said it. Fall guy. Ohtani listened. Gordon is right. Got to have a fall guy. Big O, is it true that Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew? I don't know, but my wife goes, My wife goes, well, why is this old man running? I go, well, the old man's running only because of Trump, right? And they go, well, so why don't the Democrats get somebody else? And I go to her, who do they have? They don't have anybody. They don't have Biden sucks and everybody else sucks. Who do the Republicans have? They don't have anybody. Trump's a joke. And who else do they have? Nobody. There's no good candidates on either side. There's nobody that you would really respect and really think that they're out for human beings. Okay? No, they're out for their own best interest. Every single one of these pieces of crap. Doesn't matter who they are. You know what I mean? The fact that we're voting for what we think is the lesser of two evils already says we're screwed. Think about that. If you're voting for the lesser of two evils, it means you're already screwed. How is that something you look forward to? It's impossible. Vote Henry Clay. That's it. That's it. That's the one you got to vote. I don't even get greased up to take it up to you know what from these crooks. Exactly. They get greased. We get it. You know? Yeah. Yeah. All of them get greased except us. That's just kind of the way it is. It's terrible, dude. It's just terrible what goes on. Don't forget, you can make a donation anytime you're listening, watching the show on Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. And you can send in your questions and comments and all kinds of stuff. Bitcoin is at 63,300. I am hoping for a 62, 61. I am hoping that you all have a fantastic and blessed weekend. We thank Sean Stanley, the man, the myth, the legend. We thank Manny Navarro and David Ferronis, as always. We thank all of you that tuned in. Everybody that's sending a super chat, thank you. Hit the like button. Appreciate you all out there. We will see you tomorrow. Monday. Same time, same place, same bat channel. Have a great one.